O'Connor, Reel 1. Could we begin by you telling me something of the circumstances of your appointment to the command of the Western Desert Force in the autumn of 1940?
Well, it was a complete surprise for me. I was governor of Jerusalem, a military governor of Jerusalem, and I never expected to move from there at all. And I suddenly got instructions from Cairo to report to General Wilson, who was commanding in Cairo, and and I turned up there, and he saw me, and he said, "I want you to go down and command the Western Desert, a force we're just preparing." And I asked him a few questions about it. And he told me, he said, "War will probably be declared within the next 2 or 3 days, so I want you to go down this afternoon and get on with it." And so I did. And I had no idea whatever. It came a complete and absolute surprise. At any rate, I went down, and I found a completely untried staff who had no experience of me and I of them, and a New Zealand, very excellent they turned out to be, New Zealand signal company. And we all had to get to know each other and to understand the making of a corps headquarters within almost immediately, because the next morning war was declared. That was really how my appointment took place.
Now, when you were appointed to command Western Desert Force, what did you have in the way of formal instructions from Wilson or Wavell?
None. He saw me. He gave me no written instructions at all.
Wavell, this is, you're talking about?
No, Wilson.
Yes.
I didn't see Wavell at that time. I mean, I had seen him. He'd come to Jerusalem, but we didn't discuss that at all. And I hadn't seen him. But I did see, I was interviewed definitely by Wilson. It was by Wilson's instructions I came to Cairo. And I saw him. And he explained, as far as he was able to, what was going on in the Western Desert, which was always absolute Greek to me.
Can you remember what he said at that particular meeting about the operation that you were going to be in charge of?
No, I can't really, because I don't think anyone knew. The war hadn't been declared. We didn't know what form the war would take.
What were then the extent of your instructions?
Well, merely to take command of the two divisions that were there. One was the 4th Indian Division and the other the 7th Armored Division. And be prepared to take any action that would appear necessary if and when war was declared.
Now, after war was declared, you receive your instructions to prepare for a 5-day raid.
Oh, yes, that was quite long after.
Yes.
I mean, that's a matter of months after.
But these were the first formal directions you received after your appointment.
Yes, I saw General Wilson from time to time during those first 2 or 3 months. Not very often, sometimes Lord Wavell would come down. And as I say, we were having sort of frontier bickering and fighting all that time, but nothing of great importance. But it did give me the impression and feeling of confidence that we could take on the Italians whenever the occasion arose.
What was your impression of the quality of the forces you had been given command of when you first went to Matruh?
Quite first class, and particularly the, not particularly either, really, the Armored Division was very, very good. I'd seen them before. They'd been trained by General Hobart.
By General who?
Hobart.
Hobart.
Yes, I don't know how you pronounce his name.
That's H-O-B.
He's always known as Hobart.
Yeah.
And they were first class. They were commanded then by General Cray, who replaced General Hobart. And the Indian Division were extremely well trained, but when I came down there, they were really more or less on the lines of communication and were back as far as El Alamein and Dava and those sort of places. And we had some troops of the 6th Division, which was a division that was formed partly from Palestine and partly from Egypt. And they were under my command at the same time. So we had bits of 3 different formations.
How much experience had the Armoured Division and 4th Indian had of desert operations when you went there?
The Armoured Division had considerable, great experience, not of fighting, but of operating. They'd been there some years in Egypt, about 2 or 3 years, I think, at any rate. And they were knew the places, knew all about it, knew what you could expect in bad sand and good weather and so on. They were very good. They were well able to deal with this situation. And I was very much pleased with the speed with which the troops of the 4th Indian Division got underway. They were very good. And I was very pleased, too, with the few troops of the 6th Division that had come to rally from Palestine. I think, in a way, they didn't know as much as the others, but they were quite good.
Now, after war had begun and the activities in the Middle East had developed to the extent of it being decided with the lack of any activities from the Italians themselves to initiate a campaign ourselves, when that decision had been taken by Wavell, what did you receive in the way of instructions from him about the operation that you were to carry out?
Well, one's got to go back a little bit on that, because in the earlier autumn, the Italians had made an offensive, as you know, against us, and we had fallen back in our own time, in the way we wanted to Merzimetru. And we hoped very much that they would go on and follow us up, as we had a plan to annihilate them if they'd done so. Unfortunately, they didn't. And they stayed about 70 miles short of Merzimetru. And so, as they wouldn't come forward to us, I felt that we must do something about them. And I wrote privately to Lord Wavell, suggesting that we should do something or other take some sort of action against them. And oddly enough, he had written, and our letters crossed, he'd written to General Wilson, telling him, saying the same thing, and a copy to me. And the letter said that he had in his mind an idea that we should make a big raid, a five-day raid, only for 5 days, against the Italians in their present position, which he considered were faulty, because their troops as so disposed were out of supporting distance of each other, and that they therefore gave a chance of dealing them a blow of which they couldn't reinforce each other. So I thereupon started to study how we best carry this out. That was actually the only definite operations I had on the subject, the only written operations I had, and it was in the form of a letter to Wilson with a copy to me.
I see. One point which most of the written accounts of the campaign make is that Wavell instructed Wilson to prepare plans. Now, my impression has been, in talking with you, that in fact Wilson didn't prepare any plans at all, but this was something that you did yourself.
Yes, of course, I didn't really know what went on. It's a long time ago, and Wilson may have said something to me on the telephone about it, or he didn't come to see me. But the actual plan, no mention was made of any detail of how it was to be done. It was entirely left to me. The only suggestion that came in the Wavell's letter was it looked as if the armored division might well be employed to the south of the most southern defended Parenta camp, as we might then have a chance of turning that flank. Actually, I examined that point myself, because it was the obvious solution, but found that the ground in the area which we had to have gone over with the armored division was quite unsuitable for tanks, and therefore one had to abandon it, and we had therefore to think of some other plan which we could get surprise and at the same time deal the enemy a blow in which his great superiority of numbers wouldn't have a chance of being shown.
And how did you and your staff approach then the problem of planning for the 5-day raid?
Well, we were quite determined that we were not going to do what you might call an ordinary advance across the desert, that is to say the 70 miles of 70 miles of country that were dominated by us but was actually a no man's land, and that somehow or other we had to exercise some sort of surprise and in some way use our troops, that we could concentrate our small numbers against a portion of the enemy in such a way that they could be dealt immediate blow without being able to reinforce each other. And our plan came from that eventually.
Now, the campaign in Libya, as it was conceived, that is, as a 5-day raid, was a relatively small and localized affair. But did you at the outset have any ideas in mind for the further exploitation of any advantage that you might win during those 5 days?
Well, I really didn't know. I hoped our raid would be successful, and that if it was so, that we might be able to exploit from it. But it was a complicated affair, and I couldn't be sure, and I couldn't be certain what sort of way we would be able to make use of any success we gained. But I was fully prepared that if we did get success, that we would make the full use of it.
I noticed that in your own account, your own written account of the campaign,
yes,
There is a, I think it's your, in your own account, but there is a reference that Wavell sent you an instruction a day or two before the campaign began to prepare administratively to exploit any advantages that the five-day raid might obtain.
Yes.
What struck me when I read that was that to get a notice like that so close to the operations themselves really didn't give you much opportunity to make any preparation at all.
No.
What preparation could you have made at that stage to exploit an advantage?
I couldn't. You see, the only preparations we were able to make were to form two large dumps of supplies, one behind the Armour Division, one behind the Indian Division. And there wasn't time when we received this, orders for exploitation. There wasn't time to add to the dump or to make a new one. And so it really didn't affect matters in any way. We simply had to do them as we were decided to do, and at any rate feel that if we did get any success, we had the Commander-in-Chief's encouragement to go on.
Mm. So the exploitation of any advantage was only something which you could prepare for at the time that you saw you had a distinct advantage as a result of the operations which had taken place.
That's exactly it. We could do nothing beforehand.
Mm.
Nothing.
How important was it to maintain secrecy about the opening five-day offensive in the period leading up to it?
Oh, it was absolutely vital. Without secrecy, the enemy's vast superiority could have been used, and we would never have been able to obtain surprise in the way that we did.